You should have been there. It was an amazing day, first day was, the day the Goyim call Sunday. There we were, walking into the city, and not your average Passover party either. Yeshua of Nazareth, our rabbi, riding a donkey. The crowds gathering around us and shouting all kinds of things. Here is Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Let's praise the Almighty. Hosanna in the highest. Palm branches on the ground and people peering out of windows, and I especially loved watching the soldiers nervously shuffling at the street corners and watching the crowds. But we were disciplined. Disciplined, I tell you. No rock throwing yet. No riots. We remembered what the rabbi had taught us. It's been an interesting week since then. We've walked in and out of Jerusalem, back and forth across the Kidron Valley to the Mount of Olives. I have to tell you, I love this time of year, with the almond trees and olive trees blooming and the grapevine sprouting. Blessed be the Almighty who brings forth fruit from the ground. We've walked in and out of the temple, and our prophet spoke of how not one stone would sit atop another soon enough. And then would come the end, the triumph over evil, the full blooming of the covenant. Peace, peace. And then we will sit under our own vine and our own fig tree, and no one will make us afraid. Nobody. It's hard to think right now with all this movement, but I can tell you some things about our rabbi. He has been our teacher. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, he said. Blessed are the poor, for they will see God. We no longer have to be afraid. The children of light will defeat the children of darkness. That's why there are 12 of us around him all the time, each of us symbolizing a tribe, each symbolizing the victory of light over darkness in the last day. I can't wait, I tell you. He's a great teacher. I'd love to see him out-argue those Pharisees, and he makes it look so easy, too. A parable is all it takes. Let me see, what was it? Oh, yeah. There was a woman who had only 2 coins. Poor woman. 2 coins that she lost and then went to a lot of trouble to find again, and that's what the kingdom is going to be like. We lost it through our own sin, as the prophet said, but now we'll get it back because we seek it diligently and God is good. The rabbi always reminds us of how good God is and how powerful. This is why he does miracles. I'll tell you about them. My friend Peter's mother-in-law was sick, almost dead, poor woman. Jesus just touched her and healed her. I think she's still cooking for people. And then there was that little girl whose father, what was his name? Jairus, asked for help, and Jesus went to see her, and she died along the way. When he got there, the story is, he just went inside and he said to the little girl, Talitha, kumi. And she did. She got up. She was alive again. Reminded me of the prophet Elisha. And then there was that night when we'd been arguing about Jonah or something like that all day, and he woke up and stilled the storm on the lake. And then there was the other time when all those people were following him. He brings hope to the poor, you know. And nobody had brought any food for some reason. Maybe they didn't think. Maybe they're not that bright. Maybe they didn't have any food. And he fed everybody with a lunch. Thousands of them. I'm not sure anybody would believe that if they hadn't been there. Sometimes I don't quite believe it myself. But it's what happened. Of course, maybe in the new era, this sort of thing will happen all the time. A miracle on every street corner. Or maybe it won't, because everyone will have enough to eat, and besides, Torah will be written in our hearts. So that's our rabbi. He's a powerful man, a man of power and strength. Now I know what you're thinking. You think power is just what the Romans have. We see the armor and the standards and the weapons. We see the soldiers hovering over us in the Antonia, looking down in the temple, on us in the temple every time we go to pray. We even walked through the galleries into the temple built by their puppet, Herod. The legions are never very far away. Pontius Pilatus Praefectus Judaei. That's what the inscriptions say. Very bad man, that man. But his time will come. All their times will come, I tell you. And Rabbi Jesus will be there to make it happen. This is what I think. It's been quite a week like none I've ever had before. Maybe no one's ever had like this one a week like this since our teacher Moses brought our ancestors from Egypt and took them from Sinai. It gave them the law, let them hear the voice of God. Lama ragashu goyim uleumim yeguri. Why do the heathen rage and the people plot pointlessly against the Lord? He will dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Blessed be He. And our rabbi will be at the head of the line as the anointed one before he sits at God's right hand in glory. So that's why I'm confused on this fourth day. Passover is upon us. It's time to act. It's time for deliverance. A new exodus is possible. God's power can be shown to the world. And so today I do not understand. Today the rabbi took us all aside and he said, let me get the words right. He said, you know, it's 2 days till Passover, and the Son of Man is going to be handed over to be crucified. The religious people are plotting against him, betrayed by his own people. But that's what happens to prophets, right? Not this time. Not this time. The trouble with being powerless is that someone promises you power, and then you find out it's not really going to come your way. Maybe that's what's happening. Or maybe the rabbi is just having a bad day. Maybe just too many emotions in play. Too many emotions. I don't understand. I admit it's not the first time. Yeah, that's true. My friend Shimon Kepha Petros to you. He's told me that many times before. He said to me, he says to me, Judas Iscariot, you don't understand. You just don't understand. Maybe by the next first day, I'll understand. And we all will.